A different take on Porngate. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that there are growing concerns, not just about the content of the email, but whether they point to a broader problem in the state's legal community.
When State Senator Anthony Williams recently called for the resignation of Pennsylvania Supreme Court Justice Michael Akin, he noted that a lot of people seem to be trading toxic email.
We have common pleas court judges on the email chain. We have assistant U.S. attorneys on the email chain. We have public defenders on the email chain.
And plenty of present and former prosecutors from the state attorney general's office over a period of several years. And that's prompted former U.S. Attorney Pete Vira to raise a question, particularly about judges and prosecutors who may see each other in court.
Wait a minute. While these people are exchanging ex parte communications of something very nasty and sensitive, what do they do otherwise?
Now, an ex parte communication happens when someone in a legal matter discusses the substance of the case without notice to the other parties. The email porn does not fit that description or prove that it happened. But Lynn Marks, director of Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts, agrees they suggest an uncomfortably close relationship.
You know, judges, of course, are permitted to have friendships. They must also recognize the impact of their behavior on the public's perception of fairness and impartiality in the judiciary.
Former federal judge Edward Kahn notes that judges were once lawyers, and lawyers talk to each other all the time. So the fact that some traded inappropriate, even highly personal email doesn't mean they were talking about active cases. But how do we know for sure? Vira says there's a way.
The Supreme Court can appoint a special counsel to report to them. Somebody who's a good investigator, preferably a former prosecutor who could kind of smell a rat, go out and interview these people.
One who agrees is former state Supreme Court Justice Ron Castile.
The way it's been handled has just been, catastrophe as far as I can see.
Castile, who left the court after hitting the mandatory retirement age, says an investigator can check the records and see which lawyers and prosecutors had cases before judges with whom they traded email.
You want to look to see if those individuals appeared in front of the Supreme Court or, you know, in front of some county judge, and that judge didn't recuse himself or at least, you know, put on the record that they have a relationship.
Those who favor appointment of a special investigator agree it should be someone with no ties to Pennsylvania's legal community. But there's another question. Who appoints him or her? The state Supreme Court, which includes a justice who's now under scrutiny for his emails? The State Judicial Conduct Board? Its chief counsel was cited for conflicts of interest in the Akin case. It's a question there's no clear answer for, reinforcing the perception that in Pennsylvania, the legal community is an insider's club. Dave Davies, WHYY News.